This is the local VK5 news segment. And now some notes from AREG, the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group.
Good morning, this is Mark, VK5 Quebec, India, for the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group. AREG's next meeting is this Friday, the 17th of February, at the Fulham Community Centre. This month's presentation is from Neil Abraham, VK5KA, on the topic of transmitter quality measurements. Neil will cover practical methods for testing your transmit system, from the audio going into it to the radio signals coming out of it. Doors open at 7:15 p.m, with a presentation starting at 7:45, and all are welcome. For those that can't make it, the presentation will also be live streamed on the Ham Radio DX YouTube channel. Also coming up soon is the next Project Horus high altitude balloon launch. This is currently planned for Sunday the 26th of February and will feature an FM SSTV transmitter on 145.1 MHz. This will be transmitting live images throughout the flight in the PD120 SSTV mode and can be received with the simplest setup as an FM handheld. This launch is currently scheduled for 10 a.m. from the Auburn Community Oval, but there's a chance we may move the launch site depending upon weather conditions. For all the latest information on these events, check out the AREG website at www.areg.org.au. This has been Mark, VK5 Quebec, India, for the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group.
And now let's hear from AHARS, the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society.
Good morning, folks. This is Phil, VK5 SRP, with the latest news from AHARS for the 12th of February 2023. Remember, next Thursday is general meeting, is our AGM, and we'll be electing a new committee. This will be my last Sunday broadcast. I'm retiring from AHARS committee after 6 years. The March general meeting will be a members buy and sell, so find all that stuff that's been cluttering up your shack for years and bring it to the buy and sell on the 16th of March. We will also have some good stuff from a deceased estate. So hopefully we will see you at the buy and sell.
Now let's hear from the Southeast Radio Group.
Good morning. This is Cole, VK58CF, with a weekly update from the Southeast Radio Group. Wow, we held our first activity night for 2023 last Friday week, and it could have been a big mistake. David, VK5DG, VK3TUN, gave us a quite detailed insight into his journey in setting up a remote station several hundred kilometres from his home here in Mount Gambier. It was one of the best attended meetings ever and has set the bar almost impossibly high for the rest of the year. David and his wife own an 8-hectare scrub block near St. Anard in Western Victoria, on which they have built a small shed for use as accommodation and David's shack. There is a small antenna farm comprising a large vertical with a significant earth system and a smaller squid pole type vertical. David favours verticals because they are less of a maintenance hassle than beams and wires because of wind problems. The site has no mains power or water, but does have internet access. David led us through building the shed and lining it, and the work they had to do to clean the block of old car bodies and rubbish left by the local hoons before David was able to get fencing and lockable gates in place. He detailed some of the trials and tribulations in getting his internet to connect with his home and some of the little problems he had to sort out with wiring working loose and dropping his connection. He had to make many trips just to reset or reconnect the modem in order to restore the system. The main criteria in the build was reliability because of the tyranny of distance. David almost exclusively uses 25 watts power out and digital modes, FT8 mainly, because of latency problems. If he had mains power, this would be much less of a problem, but he is reliant on solar power and a big battery, and so has opted for the low-key approach. As stated before, the evening was very well attended. We had to dig out extra seating, and, as usual, David gave us a night to remember. For more information, look David up on qrz.com, VK3 Delta Golf, and VK3 Tango Uniform November. The usual excellent supper was provided by Gabby, wife of life member Greg, VK5ZGY, and was enjoyed by all. That's all I have for you this week, and so the members of the South East Radio Group would like to wish you all a great week. And of course, I say 7-3 from Serge.
Now, news from the North East Radio Club.
Well, hello again, everyone. This is Les, VK5KLD, with this week's news from the North East Radio Club. Our last Friday night's general meeting was quite good. Brian was running the proceedings as Tony, VK5FBIC, is over in VK3 helping run one of those rallies. So Brian, VK5VI, conducted the business part of the meeting. And then he went on and gave us a very good lecture about VHF, UHF and SHF propagation, and how you can work out the antenna gains and the amount of distance that you can get using various measurements and then calculating the distances. Yes, you want to find out any of those things, that's the way to do it. So, yes, thanks you very much there, Brian. That was quite good. And here's some of those effects that you mentioned, fading and all those sort of flutters and things with different things interfering with the propagation. Yeah, we've experienced those quite a few times on VHF and UHF. So thank you very much, Brian. And then we had a short presentation by Graham, VK5RE, and he showed some very dodgy antenna erection techniques, and yeah, very well illustrated, and yeah, some of them were horrifying to say the least. So yeah, thank you very much for all that, Graham, and yeah, it's good that you lived to tell a story about that one. And the next meeting of the North East Radio Club will be on Friday the 24th of February. And it will be a lecture by Ian, VK5CZ, all about summits on the air and how to access some of the really good spots for that kind of activity around VK5. So come along to the meeting on the 24th of February and find out all about SOTA. And now, as I mentioned once before, the club rooms will be undergoing some renovations next month, and our normal meeting nights will need to be shifted. So we will have our a general meeting on Friday the 3rd of March, and the technical night will be on Friday the 31st of March. So these changes have to be made to allow the renovations to take place. So there'll be more information about those meetings coming up in the next broadcasts. Well, that's all we have for this week. Just remember to stay negative. 73s and good DX from Les, VK5KLD.
And that's the VK5 local news for this week. If you have something to add from your group, please send an MP3 file to newsline@northeastradioclub.org.au. Thank you for listening.